This is Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gartner, and on the show tonight, we're going to be talking about the next production at the Croswell Opera House, the Tony Award-winning musical Parade. And here to talk more about it is the director of it, Michael Ewan. And Michael, so good to see you again. It's been a long time.
Yes, it has. It's good to see you too.
Yeah. This is a relatively, it's a Tony Award-winning musical, but maybe not so many people will know a whole lot about it. What attracted you to direct the show?
Well, this show originally came out in 1999. I was still in college. It was quite a big deal when it came out. This newer composer named Jason Robert Brown, who's a big name now, came out with this show, and it was a really dark show. I think that with the name Parade, People think of something that's going to be bright and happy, but it's actually a pretty dark, very serious show. What drew me to it was, I think, some of the themes in the show, the story. It's actually based on a true story, which is another really big draw for me, because I like working on historical pieces. I like working on pieces that have that kind of context that you can really, really dig into. So it was an easy choice for me when Jerry approached me about it.
Yeah. Give us kind of, without giving away the whole, thing about the show, kind of give us an idea what the show is all about, though.
Sure. The story is about events that happened during the Confederate Memorial Parade in Atlanta, Georgia in 1913. And this little girl was murdered and assaulted in a pencil factory that she worked at, and she was 13 years old. And there's a huge investigation and trial that surrounded it. And a man that was the superintendent of the factory, named Leo Frank, a Jewish man from New York that had moved down to work at this factory, was arrested and put on trial for this murder. And it was a huge deal in the South and in the country. Then and even still now, it was because of this case that we have the Anti-Defamation League. It was because of this case that the KKK rose again in the South. And it was a huge, huge turning point in our history as a country. And the trial was just, without giving too much away of the story, but just a lot of controversy surrounding the trial, about how it was conducted, about the evidence, and even to this day, it's still heavily, heavily debated. And in fact, the verdict was overturned and is still being investigated.
Wow. Well, it shows what type of a production it is, being a Tony Award-winning production. So it shows that, this is, really some good stuff and a good a show that we're going to be seeing. There are music that is in this show then?
Yes, there's a lot of music. And so it's a really interesting thing. The music is this kind of bright, vibrant music that of the era, this kind of great parade marches and this great kind of these great Southern tunes set to this really dark story. And so it's almost, there's this weird juxtaposition of this kind of happy, vibrant music to these really dark events that are happening. And it creates chaos. It creates this really odd feel through the show, but it's very masterfully written. I think that was one of the other things too, as I was reading the script for the first time, that I just kept smiling because of how well written the script is, how well thought, the dialogue was, the words chosen for this were very, very, very well thought out and very carefully chosen. Mm-hmm. I can't say that every script that I've worked on is, as well written as this. So when I get a piece that is this well written, it brings a smile to my face. And so it instantly, had my attention.
Yeah. So who you got as your cast in this show?
Well, we have Matthew Porter playing Leo Frank. He is a graduate of Siena Heights, a Croswell veteran. Last year he was Cliff in Cabaret. And then we have Kristen Kukic is from Toledo. She's playing his wife. Mm-hmm. And we have Stephen Kiss from the Toledo area playing the prosecuting attorney. We have some really just huge names in this production. We have Jared and Julia Hoffert playing the governor and the governor's wife. Both were in Cabaret last year and fantastic actors, fantastic singers. We have Jeff King playing the judge, who's usually in a very comedic part, but is in a much more serious role in the show.
Yeah.
And I was so excited to actually get to work with Jeff in this kind of context with a serious role. Just because he was Mr. Krabs last year,
and
SpongeBob was hilarious. It's just always a delight to see, but to get to see him play something more serious, it was is really neat. We have some really... really talented young actors. Riley Bollock is playing our Frankie Epps, which is Mary Fagan's good friend that gets really fired up about her murder. Mary Fagan is actually played by Hallie Ewan, which is my daughter.
Yeah.
She is a musical theater major at Siena and is just fantastic in the role, objectively speaking. I think that there are some really great young people in the show too, playing some of the younger parts as well. We have really great actors playing some of the other, we have Brad Baker, we've got we have a huge cast of really, really talented people that came from far and wide to do our show. I really am just couldn't be more excited about the number of just huge hitters that came out for Parade.
Well, it sounds like you got some heavy hitters and some top-notch people.
Oh yes.
And how big of a cast is that then, Michael?
It's about 35 people.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I mean, I can go on and on and on about that. I mean, Cassandra Talton. There's so many big people that have come through the Croswell in other things that I just have this great honor of getting to direct in this production.
So who's going to be doing the music for you?
This is Todd Schreiber, is our music director.
Okay. All right.
He's a fantastic music director, really great musician in his own right, not even just has a good sense of what the vocals should sound like, but he's an amazing pianist, an amazing conductor, really has a good sense of what the music should feel like and how it works together with the acting to complete the storytelling.
Well, I know you as a director, and I know that you do such a wonderful job, but has there been things in this production that say, this is going to be a challenge?
Oh, yes. You know, this show has a lot of issues dealing with racism and has a lot of issues with anti-Semitism, issues with the role of women in a marriage in society in 1913 through 1915.
Yeah.
You know, what does that look like? How do we accurately portray these kinds of things, even though they make us uncomfortable? You know, we've had a lot of work with our intimacy director, Jen Pan, who's been great coming in to work with us on some of these really hard issues and have some of these more difficult conversations. We've had great guests come in. Tony Isom has come in to come and talk to us about some of the race issues, from the African-American perspective. We've had some really great conversations. Actually, Jared Hoffert offered some really great perspective from the Jewish perspective. Mm. And we've had really great conversations about the hard conversations or the hard subjects in the show. There's lynchings in our show. There's sexual assault in our show. There's murder in our show. I wouldn't say that it's for all ages. You know, I would definitely say that parental advisory is definitely like you should look up the show and know what it's about. And if you are going to bring your kids, which there isn't anything graphic depicted on stage, so just so you know, but it's definitely a show that you should have a conversation with your young ones before bringing them to the show. I mean, don't be fooled by the title of it being just one for all ages, because I definitely, would hesitate to bring my little ones. I mean, my youngest is 14 now, but I wouldn't bring anyone younger than 10 without having a serious talk. And even if I had a 10-year-old, we'd have to talk about it. And in fact, I would say that's good advice. If you're going to bring your kids to the show, look up what the show is about and have a conversation with them about it. So just so that you're not coming in completely blind and just exposing your kids to a story that is absolutely true, but is really heavy. Mm-hmm. And you may not have necessarily been prepared for yet.
Right. Well, the thing is that it's good to kind of have these type of shows come through the Croswell because it shows the range that can be produced and performed at the Croswell, whether it be the very upbeat, happy, you know, productions that
Bring
we have.
Bring it on.
Yeah.
And Annie.
Yeah, 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 exactly. To something like this, which is part of theater.
Right. There's a huge range of what theater wants, you know, that we're meant to experience through theater.
Yeah.
We're meant to be able to escape.
Right.
We're, you know, we're meant to be able to just leave behind all of our problems and just have a great time. And just that's what we have. Get Bring It On and Joseph, you know.
Right.
But then we're meant to really reflect, too.
Yeah.
You know, we're meant to really think about, you know, ourselves as humans and as a society. And theater helps us hold a mirror up to ourselves and just really kind of take a good look. At all of that.
Well, if you want to experience something that you're not familiar with, something that is relatively new for us to be able to experience here at the Croswell, make sure you get your tickets. As a matter of fact, how can they get tickets, Michael?
They could go to www.croswell.org or 517-264-SHOW. And I want to point out that there are a lot of scam sites out there that are posting, you know, scalping tickets for $100 at the Croswell. Tickets are not that expensive to the Croswell. Always get your tickets from www.croswell.org or 517-264-SHOW. Those are the only two places to get your Croswell tickets. I would not recommend going through any other third-party site. It is not sponsored by the Croswell. It is not even connected to the Croswell in any which way or form.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I understand that tickets range from $26 to $46.
That's correct.
So, you know, if you see something more than that,
That's correct, except for the Croswell's opening night kind of celebration. They have a suite experience for $70, which includes dinner and the show.
Okay.
And there's going to be live entertainment there and for the guests as well. So that's the only exception to the standard ticket prices is our suite experience at the Croswell.
But if you actually go to the Croswell Opera House's website and get the tickets that way, you're going to see that and be able to get those tickets too if you want to have that experience as well. And again, let's mention when the show is going to be.
Oh, the show opens up September 12th. That's a Friday. And it's Friday, September 12th at 7:30. And then we have two performances on Saturday at 2:30 and 7:30. And then September 14th, which is a Sunday, we have a 2:30 matinee. And then the following weekend, we have September 18th, which is a Thursday at 7:30. And it plays through Sunday, the 21st. And we have two performances on that Saturday as well at 2:30 and 7:30.
Excellent. This is going to be another great show at the Croswell Opera House. And Michael Ewan, Director of Parade, thank you so much for being here.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
And it's good to see you once again.
Yes, thank you.
This has been Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gartner. We'll talk again soon.